this parable has for many, many years been called the parable of the prodigal son. And in one sense, we can use it in that fashion. But I think more aptly, it should be called the parable of the lost son, if you want to focus on the son. Or if we want to focus on the father, it should be called the prodigal father. The word prodigal means copious or extravagant. It means unrestrained. And when we look at the father in these verses, I think that the father's the one that was copious, unrestrained, and extravagant in his love and in his giving toward the lost son. We see here, I think, the heart of the Lord exposed. I think that was the purpose of this parable Jesus gave. You look at the audience, the Bible tells us in the first verse that there drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. Everybody say publicans and sinners. Now that's not Republicans, that's publicans. They're tax collectors. All of the IRS and sinners came to hear Jesus. Notice it says to hear him. Some people come to hear him. Then the next verse says, and Pharisees and scribes murmured. Some people come to cry. Some people come to church to hear, and some come to murmur. God does not like murmuring. You know what a murmur is? It's an annoying sound that you can't quite identify. Have you ever tried to sleep with a mosquito in the room? I hate to try to sleep with a mosquito because you know you're going to get it. By and by, that little bloodsucker is going to come along and land on you and go to work. And sometimes I just wish he would. Because that buzzing around is what really gets you. I know it's going to get me by and by. But when is he ever going to land and get to work? Just start drilling, buddy, and let me sleep. But it's that murmur that gets you. It's that... Then about the time you get to sleep, it starts all over again. Amen. And that's a distracting sound that robs you. And that gets in the church sometimes, a murmur. Amen. And just murmuring. And it's a sound you can't quite identify. But it's disturbing. And it disturbs people. It keeps things in an uproar. It keeps things messed up. And it's a murmuring. And the identification of that came from the Pharisees and the scribes. They come to murmur. There were some hungry people that came to hear. And Jesus gave a parable, and he addresses both. And we'll not have time to address all of it. We'll address the hearers today. So the Bible says that he gave this parable that a man had two sons. And the younger son came to his father. First of all, we notice that God is approachable. You can come to God. You can talk to God. You can pray to God. And you will be received and you will be heard because God is approachable. Amen. Well, I'm not worthy. What makes me worthy to talk to God? Because you're his child. And if you are his child, you can be heard. And so, we find, first of all, that God is approachable. You can talk to him. And then the next thing I notice is that the father is very generous. The young son said, Father, give me. Everybody say, give me. Give me. But we say, give me. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Amen. You know, one of the things about, one of the first lessons children learn is giving. Yeah. Yeah. The gimme. It's a spirit. And some people never outgrow that. Their whole life they got the gimme spirit. And you know what the problem with the gimme spirit is? Me. It's selfish. It's all about me. Some people never outgrow me. And the most miserable people are people that never outgrow that. It's always about me. No matter how much they get, they want more. And they're never ever satisfied because their focus is not about the Father, it's about me. It's not about God, it's about me. It's not about others, it's about me. And that is an impossible. As yourself as a God can never be satisfied. You were not meant to be worshipped. There have been a few people that have been worshipped, and every one of them I know is messed up. Look no further than Hollywood to see what worship does to human beings. Look no farther than the rock world to see and what worship does to human beings. Look no further than professional sports to see what worship does to human beings. People are not equipped to handle worship. Worship is reserved for God and God alone. Let me tell you why God is worthy to be worshipped. Because God is the giver. God's not about give me. God's about I will give you. The son that you enjoy when you walk out of this building is God's son, and he shares it with the good and evil alike. The air that you breathe and put into your lungs as you sit here on your pew this morning is God's gift. The rhythmic beat of your heart today is God's gift to you. Don't tell me that God is not involved in your life. Amen. He is giving you everything that it requires for you to be alive this morning. God is a giver. Amen. And God would like for his people to emulate him and be givers also. Amen. And so the young son says he's got the gimme spirit. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. His living. Let me tell you what God owes you today. Nothing. Let me tell you what I owe you today. Nothing. Let me tell you what your neighbor owes you today. Nothing. Let me tell you what your government owes you today. Nothing. But we live in a generation with a gimme spirit. It's all about me. 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 Amen. And so people are consumed with themselves. Amen. And so he divided them his living. It wasn't theirs. He earned his living. Amen. I've seen families fall apart over inheritance. Mom and dad died and everybody went nuts. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want that. Gimme this. Gimme that. Gimme, gimme, gimme. It wasn't theirs. They didn't earn it. Don't you get your focus on what somebody else has, thinking, well, they owe me that. Well, no. What did you do to earn? Well, I was born. That was their gift to you. And what you do with that gift will be your gift to them. So just the fact that you breathe doesn't entitle you to what someone else has. So he got the Father's. Give me my portion. And the Father, being very generous, gave him what he did not deserve, but what he wanted him to have. And let me just say, God has given you a lot. Everybody here, God has given you so much. Your intelligence, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, your breath, your life. All of those are gifts of God that He gave you. You have been given a lot today. Amen. And those are God's gifts to you. You did not deserve them. You did not earn them. Your Father gives them to you. The Bible said in the 12th chapter of Luke chapter 32, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. God just wants to. God desires to give His children good things. Now, as a parent, I understand that. I like to give things to my daughter, and I enjoy giving, but I also like for there to be some gratitude. Hello, is that all right? Am I alone in that feeling? What's one of the first things you teach children when they give them gifts? What do you say? Like the little boy that got lost, and he was found by a kind policeman. And to keep the little boy from crying and calm his crying, he bought him an ice cream cone until he found his mother. When mother found the little boy, he was licking that cone for all his worth, happy as he could be. And mother said, "What do you say to the kind policeman?" He looks up and he says, "Charge him." He'd been listening to mom. "Charge him." Amen. Well, the first thing we teach our children is thank you. We try to instill a feeling of gratitude. And God likes for us to be grateful. Amen. And we should be, right? And isn't that all of us have that? We're a little disappointed. People give us something and they just take it for granted. Thank you. Because it's an extension, as we are making ourselves and our feelings, exposing our feelings to somebody. I care about you. I love you. And it's an opportunity for them to respond to us with something as simple as a thank you. And so the Father gives to them His little. Of course, we know the younger son takes the gifts that his father gave and departs and goes to a place and uses those gifts for the wrong thing. And God watches that over and over and over and over. He watches people take the gifts that He gave them and use them for the wrong purpose. How many people grew up and